The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want you to take a minute and imagine that you're with your spouse or a really good friend or a child, your own child or brother, sister, whatever, celebrating an anniversary or a birthday or some special occasion. And you look over to them and find yourself filled with compassion and love and say, "I love you." The person you're sitting across from smiles sweetly, then replies with all sincerity, "I love you like a friend." How shocking would that be? This is what has happened in today's gospel between Christ and Peter. Christ asks Peter repeatedly, "Do you love me?" And here Christ uses the word, the Greek word agape, which is the highest form of love, which is to love like God. And Peter replies with, "I love you like a friend." And the word that Peter uses in the Greek is philia, which is a lesser form of love, like between brothers. Think of the Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It's not until the third time that Christ drops down to Peter's level. "Peter, do you love me like a friend?" "Of course, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you like a friend." This triple confession of love today is meant to undo Peter's triple denial of Christ at the crucifixion, because Peter is whom Christ has chosen to lead his church. Objectively, Peter is a failure. He's denied Christ three times. He wasn't present at the foot of the cross, and throughout his time with Christ, he never seems to understand all that is asked of him. And yet he's still chosen to lead this church. Despite his failures, despite everything, Christ still loves him in the highest sense of the word. My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ does the same for us as he does for Peter. While he calls us to great heights, he knows we aren't always there yet. He will continually call us to bigger and better things, especially in the spiritual life, because of his great love for us. But if we aren't there, just like at the incarnation, he came down to us, still to this day, as is demonstrated with him and Peter, he comes down to our level and where we're at, what we're ready for. He's patient with us. So be patient with yourself and trust that wherever our Lord is calling and leading you to, he will help you with the grace, his grace.